Lisa McNabb is kindly with us, proud as punch to be from the north, and she heads Te Onuroa a Tohe, the Beach Board. They're launching their summer safety programs to protect locals and the influx of visitors onto the beach. The new initiatives honour the ancient spiritual pathway of Te Arawairua and aim to safeguard the natural environment along the full length of Te Onuroa a Tohe, otherwise known as 90 Mile Beach. Lisa is kindly with us from Muri Whenua, and great to have you with us, Lisa. Ko Dale tēnei.
Oh, it's sort of Dale. Ngamahi atu ki a koe ki ngā whānau e whakarongo mai ki te teihana o Wātea. Ngamahi atu, meri krihi me te.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora rau atu koe, Lisa. Mauri ora kia koe. Hey, Lisa, we love the beach, of course, but there are concerns, and I'm interested that we have a beach board. What's the background to Te Onuroa a Tohe Beach Board? How long has it been in existence, and what were you aiming to do by setting it up?
Okay, so the beach board was put together around 2013. It is one of the three entities that were set up by the then government National as pre-settlement, prior to the settlements of the iwi here in Te Huku, Ngāti Kuri, Te Aupauri, Te Rāroa and Ngāi Takotoa. Ngāti Kahu is, as you're aware, have not settled yet, but that does not exclude them from any of the benefits that the Beach Board may bring to the table. The other two entities that were set up around the same time, besides the Te Onuroa a Tohe Beach Board, is the Te Huku Crown, Te Huku Iwi and Crown Social and Wellbeing Accord, as well as the Te Korowai. So each one of them have partners. So He Korowai has a partnership with DOC as the lead and Iwi, in a partnership looking after all those co-managed lands. The Social and Wellbeing Accord is, again, iwi, the four iwi, and in 2013 they had nine ministries who also signed to the accord, Social and Wellbeing Accord. With the Te Onuroa Tohe Beach Board, it is FNDC, the Far North District Council, and the Northern Regional Council, in partnership with iwi, Te Aupauri, Ngāti Kuri, Ngāi Takotoa, and Te Rāroa, who are responsible for and to the beach, and how we, in partnership, look have developed a rautaki, a management plan, together, to look after the beach in all areas of Te Onuroa Tohe. So that's the background in a nutshell, Dale.
Thanks so much, Lisa. How's the board made up for the beach board? You've got Far North District Council, Northern Regional Council, and Tangata Whenua. What's the mix and numbers of the board? Is it half-half?
Half-half. So Far North District Council has Councillor Hilda Harawira Halkyard and the Mayor Moko Tepenia as their representatives on the board. From the Northern Regional Council, we have Tui Shortland as Deputy Chair, and Jeff Ryan, I think his name is, he's just come on as the Chair. And then we have four iwi reps. We have Graham Niho for representing Ngāti Kuri's interests, Waitai Petera, Te Aupauri's interests, Wallace Rivers for Ngāi Takatoa, and myself as Te Rāroa.
Tēnā koe. Hey, thanks for the overview. I'm pleased that this proud and prominent beach has such committed people to protect it. And it's fair to say that some feel perhaps an overblown sense of entitlement when it comes to usage of the beach, don't they? And so we're talking today about the influx of visitors that you can expect over the summer period. What would you say of that? I mean, I know there are even people a bit hoo-ha with the way cars are causing damage across the beach. What are the major issues that you're grappling with at the moment, Lisa?
Well, it is about the driving and treating, disrespecting the Te Onerua Tohe, driving over the Tohiroa beds and the Tuatua beds that are prolific all the way up Te Onerua Tohe, driving in, over in the dunes, donuts, you know, the cars that spin out and over and, you know, all of that type of thing, particularly where families are. Freedom camping without the right camping gear, mainly toilets, so, you know, rubbish left on the beach. A lot of the rubbish, admittedly, most of it comes from from the sea and in from everything that's happening out there. But it is the driving, it's the disrespect, it's the sand dunes, it's all of those things, Dale, that have become an absolute problem for whānau, for hapū, for iwi, who are kaitiaki of such an iconic place. Our tohiroa beds have been, you know, are just non-existent, really, and that's due to a number of things. The drying up of the, you know, the water, the streams that come off, out into the sea. There's any number of things that cause the drying up of those streams out. But it is the concern that we have boys and their toys, young boys and their toys, namely motorbikes, four-wheel drives, up over in the dunes, up and down Te Onerua Tohe on the seabed, the shellfish beds that are being decimated because of that.
Tēnā koe, it is a concern. It's a long beach, obviously. You know, we're not coppers, are we? We're whānau who love the beach, and so how are you encouraging people to be mindful of the spiritual connection to that to Onerua Tohe? How are we able to discourage poor behaviour along the length of the beach?
Well, each one of the iwi have a number of kaitiaki that are manning the beach, that are up and down, you know, collecting rubbish. This weekend, or this week actually, we've got signage that is being erected at every point, 2 points down in Ahipara, at Ngāpai, which is Waipapakauri Ramp, up there at Hukatere, and further up at Wakatahoa, and then further up at Scott's Point to Paki Stream. All of those places now will have signage about the speed limits, and as I've mentioned, the kaitiaki that each one from, you know, the taiao teams of the Ahipara Takiwa, Ngai Takato taiao team, the Te Aupōuri taiao team and the Ngāti Kuri taiao team will have whānau kaitiaki that will be monitoring, but providing education pamphlets to whānau. There's cue cards on these pamphlets. There'll be a big education program that is happening alongside, you know, the media releases and the, you know, Facebook posts that are going up. We will have whānau out there on Te Onerua Tohe asking whānau, you know, the drivers to a te tūpato, kia tūpato, kaue hari ki runga tērā, e rā mā katoa, Dale.
Tēnā koe. It's wrong to think it's just, people unfamiliar with our cultural expectations. Sometimes the, you know, our Māori whānau from afar, and maybe even locals, have a strong sense of entitlement too, I guess, Lisa.
Oh, look, we all do. We all do. You know, there have been instances, and I'm using my experience with, you know, monitoring kaitiaki role for the ahipara takiwa, where whānau, you know, come down, both whānau non-Māori and ourselves and non-Māori, you know, are coming down and spreading their ashes. And this is our pātaka kai. You know, and the sense of entitlement, oh, we've been doing this, you know, for years. Yeah, fine, but your years of doing it have now come to an end. Yeah, well, I whakapapa here. Yeah, that's fine, and if you do, how is your responsibility back to your whakapapa? You know, if you, where's your horse to go out and collect seafood as opposed to your four-wheel drive? You know, so yes, that sense of entitlement from all, because, you know, I've been doing it forever, and who are you now to make, to try and impose these restrictions on me? Very disappointing, disheartening. However, consistency in messaging, consistency in, you know, being seen, being heard, will go a long way to, you know, change people's attitudes. Because we don't, you know, we don't want to close the beach, you know, like several other iwi have done, and, you know, some up here in Te Hiku as well have closed their beaches, because it's just, you know, and it's not only, you know, the damage, it's the danger. They get their cars stuck at, you know, in the soft sand, or go too close down to where the water is and get stuck. And there's always somebody who has to pull them out at endangering themselves and their vehicles. So there's a, you know, there's a layers of concern and want for whānau to do better.
Tēnā koe. Thank you, Lisa, for sharing some kōrero. We've got to love our beaches, and I'm sure there are plenty around Te Onerua Tohe who do just that. All the best for the summer. Let's talk in the new year. Mauri o te kia koe. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa McNabb joining us, who heads the board there at Te Onerua Tohe.